The report focuses on how the recession has affected the size, composition, and rate of growth of America's poor. It also addresses safety net programs and policies which could potentially lower the impact of the recession on the poor. Report co-author and SPIA professor Kristen Seefeld says even though the recession has subsided, almost one of every seven Americans is considered poor.
Poverty has continued to go up. We now have a record number of, just over 46 million Americans who are classified as poor, about, a little over 15% of the U.S. population. And this figure is expected to increase, even after we really enter into a real recovery.
The white paper comes only a day before Smiley plans to gather a panel of advocates for his agenda titled Remaking America from Poverty to Prosperity. According to Smiley, the panel has three primary goals.
We want to have a conversation about how poverty can become a priority in this nation. Number two, how we can come up with a plan to not just reduce but to eradicate poverty. And three, how our leaders can lay out a path forward for the American people. So I call it the three P's.
The panel will include Princeton University professor Cornell West and author Barbara Ehrenreich, among others. For WFIU News, I'm Jason Gabrick.